Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. She wants to know, am I the jerk for not responding after she pulled out of our wedding? This is the one that came through on a text.
Oh.
And she wants to be anonymous.
Oh, it's this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She said, Allie in DC. Yep. Am I the jerk for not responding right away to a close friend who was asked to be a bridesmaid in our wedding 6 months ago and accepted, but then informed me via text that she can't commit to being in or even coming to our wedding?
That's a little weird.
So then I replied and I said, what? Did she say the reason? And then the anonymous writes back, she said it's because of financial reasons. However, she travels all the time. Plus, I moved to Wisconsin almost 8 years ago, and she has yet to come visit. Her son is getting married next year, but I've actually had a feeling she was going to back out since the beginning.
Okay.
And felt like it was a matter of time. She could have at least called me. I'm crushed, to be honest.
Dang.
Not the listener who texted this in yesterday. Somebody
All right.
else.
All right.
We'll name her Marissa.
I was going to say, Crush Connie.
Crush
Marissa.
Too many Connies.
Too many Connies. Yeah, we've had a few Connies.
Too
Sorry,
many.
Connies out there.
Sorry. Crushed Marissa.
Crushed Marissa.
there's no exciting name today unless you guys come up with it.
Y'all got it. Okay. The listeners got it.
Okay, so basically she wants to know if she's the jerk. She did not respond. Now, this friend pulled out of her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
She's confirmed 6 months ago she'd be in it. The friend accepted and
so
then texted her she's not going to be in it and maybe not even come to the wedding.
Last minute pullout, basically.
Which is, I mean, if that had been Am I the Jerk, I would have said, yeah, your friend's the jerk for telling you via text that she can't come to, or even maybe be in the wedding. But now, are you the jerk for not responding?
I'm feeling some projections go, though, when you go, I moved here 8 years ago and she hasn't even come to visit me.
I think that's telling you maybe you're not that great of friends anymore.
Yeah, but you know, you can't also limit anybody else's ability to say, hey, I financially can't afford this right now.
Right?
Gee,
but
this
she's saying
hard.
The friend's always traveling. Look, the point is she wants
why
to
you
know,
counting her pockets?
Am I the jerk for not responding? Because that's why she said she can't come. Financial
true.
Reasons. That's why she's counting her pockets.
True.
She said, am I the jerk for not responding right away to a close friend who pulled out of my wedding via text?
A little jerky. Just communicate.
Well, I mean, why? The other friend isn't communicating. Why bother?
You don't think the other friend is?
I say, you know what I say? I'm crazy. I say, cut the cord.
I'm crazy.
I say, cut the cord. This friendship is dead in the water.
It has been 8 years and y'all ain't visited.
They haven't been here for 8 years. You're going to put her in your wedding? No, girl.
Yeah.
No.
I follow.
Absolutely not. I understand having friends. None of my family's here.
Yeah.
All my friends from high school and college not here. I have to travel to see them. Were they in my wedding?
And you do?
Yes, and I do.
You do?
You just saw me go to Mexico with my high school friends.
You make the effort.
You can make the effort if you're friends. I'm telling you. And if you're telling me your friend travels all the time and she's never come here, even worse.
Even worse that, yeah, she just ain't coming to see you.
But
okay, I'm following.
Not responding after she pulled out of our wedding via text.
Well, then.
Honestly, I say.
You're sticking with not the jerk?
Not the jerk. Move on with your life, I'd say. And just, I would just cut the cord.
I think you're holding on. Dead. You're holding on to more ill will by not responding and being like, okay, cool, thanks.
Yo, you think just even a petty one is
even
fine?
Just a pacifying, all right, thanks for letting me know. You know, wish we would have talked about this sooner. Like, some response is better than no response in this scenario for me.
Somebody said, Crush Cammy should just be happy. She saved $65 and pull out Polly's dinner plate. Let it go. She's not the jerk. Hurt Heidi is not the jerk. I've also sadly had to drop one-sided friendships. Ooh. But then somebody said, jerk. We live in the era of texts and emails because no one picks up a phone.
This is true.
Noted.
It's main communication for so many people.
So you honestly, even though she's saying, well, she dropped out of my wedding via text. That's how a lot of people communicate. Like, if you call me, I'm going to text you. I might not even text you if you call me. I might just be annoyed you called me.
At this point, texting is a primary form of contact, and you can't deny it. If you're still denying it, that's a little old school, G. I'm going to tell you right now, you're unking.
Calling's
you're
doing old unk-things. School, not texting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this is a very intimate conversation. It's a wedding.
It's a bridesmaid.
This is past a text, in my opinion, and a lot of people feel that way, going, I would like to talk to you, and if I can't do it face-to-face, I'm going to call you, right? Because things get lost in translation and text, even though it's primary communication.
Texting ruins relationships all the time.
One period too many, and all of a sudden, they're mad at me.
The way somebody reads it versus the way it's written.
And rather how they hear it, exactly.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more about that.
Okay, I'm torn. Nope. Nope.
Not the jerk.
Really? You sticking on it?
Yeah, not the jerk. Forget her, dude. Move on with your life. You're not friends.
I could dip aside on both, bro.
I think she's proving it.
But I do feel like you could have just been like, bet, thanks, word, bye. Great.
But again, somebody said jerk for not communicating. Okay, 414-533-1037. That is the number. Do you think she's the jerk for not responding when her friend pulled out of their wedding via text? Yikes.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Crushed Marissa, or whatever you guys want to call her, Crushed Kathy, wants to know if she's the jerk for not responding after her friend pulled out of their wedding via text and said she might not even come.
It's already questionable behavior between both friends.
Well, we can see your text coming in. And Sarah in Kenosha said, not the jerk. I wouldn't have responded either. Something like that deserves an in-person conversation.
Well, they don't live in the same state. That's tough.
They don't even talk, it sounds like.
Clearly.
Let's go to Andrew in Milwaukee and see what he thinks. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
You're good, man.
What do you think? Is she the jerk for basically not responding after her friend pulled out via text of the wedding?
I think this situation is a little complex, but the bottom line is she is the jerk because it's kind of childish to just, I'm not going to respond. I think she should have, if she wanted to be petty, just hit her with the thumbs up emoji or something.
That's the childish part, not the part that the friend texted right before saying, I can't come. I've known for 6 months. I'm not going to be in the wedding. Here's a text.
So control what you can control.
The jerk too.
Yeah.
Double jerk. She should have called at the very, I understand she's not in state and she can't meet with her or anything.
She could have called, yeah.
Throw her a phone call.
Well, that's why I think the friendship's over. I think a phone call would have symbolized that. I think the text means I'm checking out of your life.
Girl, this ain't that valuable for me, so I'm not going to make the extra effort to do it. Yes.
But
right.
Andrew says jerk for not communicating. Like you went low when they went low.
Yeah.
You didn't teach them the ways of communicating because you just went, okay, fine. You don't want to talk? I'm not going to talk.
I'm following. I agree.
Yeah.
Or just throw her the letter K.
K, period.
Oh,
K period.
I haven't sent just a K to anybody in a long time.
You know how rude and disrespectful. That's worse than just a thumbs up emoji.
I've been single so long, I forgot how to throw shade in a text, dude.
What if you just send a period? You don't even send K. You just period.
What? Yeah, you're
period,
right.
Period. Send.
Worse than nothing.
You want to be petty, but don't ghost.
Don't ghost. Because then, that leaves the situation weird.
You want to be petty, but don't ghost. They're all petty, Andrew. Okay,
yes.
Bye-bye.
But Andrew, yes.
What the hell?
Clock it, my boy. Appreciate your call.
Do you want to be petty, but don't ghost. The quote of the day, dude. What's wrong with you guys? Goodbye.
Have a great day, man. Peace.
Have a good one, guys.
Later.
Let's go to Tania in Sheboygan this morning. I want to know, is she the jerk for not responding after her friend pulled out of the wedding via text?
Tania.
I'm going with not the jerk because
okay.
What if she's trying to formulate what she's going to say because she doesn't want to regret what she's going to say or just waiting for more communication.
Oh,
why does she have to worry about what she's going to say? The friend texted her, I'm pulling out of the wedding. But even
though
I'm on your side,
like she doesn't want, crush Kim doesn't want to say something like hurtful back.
Maybe
there is truly... You know, there's some feelings going
maybe
on there.
Some ill will.
She doesn't
want to snap.
True.
She doesn't want to snap.
So she's going, let me take a beat. I'll respond back eventually. But if you're already backing out of the wedding, this isn't something that needs my immediate attention. Now I got to find a new bridesmaid.
Somebody said, just send a text with the word received. Ooh.
Dang.
Somebody,
I'm following with Tania, though.
Dang.
You know, she is planning a wedding. She does now have to find a new bridesmaid. This friend that's backing out might not even come to the wedding. Why do you need to give it full attention?
Whoever sent the same text 6 times, not the jerk friends come and go, we got it. You can stop sending it now. Thank you.
Thank
please,
you.
God. You're ruining the text line for me right now. Stop.
Received.
Received. Thank you, DZ.
Nah, Tania, received for real, though. Not the jerk, you say.
Not the jerk.
I say not the jerk.
I agree. All right. Thanks for calling, Tania.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Last but not least, we got Nancy in Milwaukee. Our girl.
Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's
Julian's
wife.
Jinx. Double jinx.
All right. Jerk or not the jerk. We are split down the middle this morning about not responding.
Okay. So the same thing happened to me where someone backed out of my wedding. Okay. And even though that happened, I say jerk. I also didn't respond to the text message. It was this long, old-time friend of mine.
Okay.
He had just moved states, and I sent her, you know, the whole bridesmaid box, everything. She accepted. Everything was so excited, the whole preparations of the dress. Come to find out, like, a month before the wedding, she texts me this big, long message, like, hey, I won't be able to go, financial reasons, whatever. Even though she just went to Germany, she did that.
Nancy, this is you.
This is literally the same story, but different.
Back.
So you didn't text back either, but you're still saying jerk. You're
even
still
though
saying
I
jerk.
Did not text back, I still say jerk. Ooh. I was a jerk. I should have texted back. We're all adults.
Nah.
I just think this was definitely a... Well, back then, I felt like this was more than a text conversation.
Well, and you took it personally, and I think we all understand why you would take it personally.
Rightfully so.
There is probably something personal going on a lot of the times if somebody's dropping out of your wedding. We all say financial, but we also spend money we don't have on weddings to appease
Correct.
People.
This is
so
true. This is true.
I understand why you took it personal. Are you guys still friends?
I took it personal. No, we're not. I haven't
That's
talked
right.
to her
I knew
since.
It. I knew it.
Since.
This is what I'm
I
saying.
I have not talked to her since.
The friendship was dead. She thought they were better friends. She realized in that moment they are not. The friend would have found the money if she had to, and you know it.
But even through that, Nancy's still saying jerk because you should have just said something back.
I could have said something like, okay, well, thank you for letting me know, and ended it there. Like,
friendship's still over.
I still would have ended the friendship, but...
Well, you know what this is for you? This is a learning experience. Same thing for Crushed Kim or whatever her name is. Is that you know what? You screwed up that time. And so it didn't matter because you're not friends anymore. But in the future, you will communicate now better because you learn. So you know what? It's not for nothing. It's
hindsight.
You learned something from it. You lost a friend, but now you know better. And you're like, you know what? I would handle that better. That's growth.
Yeah, it's always 2020.
When you think you'd handle something better the next time, that's growth.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Good for
that's
you.
Also all comes with growth. I mean, I was the queen of petty back then. Now I'm like, oh, let me just talk it out.
Nancy, if you're, Nancy, you're still listening to this show, okay? Don't act like you.
We love us a little petitious.
Come on.
Love a little petitious, baby.
So she says jerk.
Yep.
All right.
Jerk
it is.
Appreciate
Thanks for calling.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Peace.
Tempest texted in and said, old girl that dropped out of the wedding deserves crumbs, not the jerk. Jake from Milwaukee said, as bad as I feel bad for abandoned Anna, sorry for the bad nickname, I think she should at least respond with something so the other person knows it was seen.
Oh, otherwise, what? You think they're going to assume that they're still in the wedding and make the effort to come? No, they're still not showing up.
Somebody said, people saying jerk are cowards. Throw those friends to the curb.
Really?
Oh, they're saying move on with your life.
Oh, this triggered y'all.
Oh,
this triggered y'all
they're
like
saying
that.
You're wasting your time with somebody. That's the same thing I said. You're wasting your time with somebody who's checked out, you know?
Is it wasting your breath to just say, cool, thanks, bye, and that bye be the last thing they read from you or see from you or hear from you ever?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, and Angela in New Berlin said she didn't say she wouldn't respond. She asked if she'd be the jerk for not responding right away. She has a right to have her feelings.
That's valuable. Fair. Okay, that's valuable.
All right, well, thank you guys all for texting and calling. It's going to be jerk today for not responding after your friend pulled out of the wedding via text.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.